This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Jaden Daniels' jersey is the number one selling jersey in the National Football League. I saw somewhere, and I don't know if this is true, that he also has the second highest selling jersey over a short period of time based on the other color. Like, you could go white, you could go burgundy, whatever. Point being, the guy is right now the biggest star in the National Football League, and you cannot turn on a national shouty show where they're not doing some topic about where he ranks and how good he is and how lucky we are in Washington, which is a fact. We might have found the thing we've been searching for decades. We were out on the beach, Danny, like that old guy who woke up really early with his little, his beeping machine, his little metal finder.
A little metal detector.
Beep, beep. And we might have finally found the thing, the buried treasure. So we're lucky. We're happy about that. But because of his jersey sales, kind of got me to thinking about him being the it guy, the Commanders right now being the it team. Then I saw this quote from Roger Goodell on Good Morning Football. Have you heard what he said about the Commanders this week?
Oh, I saw it.
I'm going to read this quote to people. Goodell on NFL Network did a morning interview. This was 2 days ago. Would have been on Tuesday. I know what that franchise means to that community. You can see they're on the right path. I just think that team is on the rise. I think it'll be fun for the league to have them back. Now, there's a lot you can pull out of that quote. First of all, I think it's an amazing quote to say have them back. Because it really does feel like we've been on our own island out here, not really a part of the NFL, just completely irrelevant for a long time.
Yeah, everyone kind of had to play pretend, right? I mean, because you it's really hard to remove an owner. It took what we just went through, which is lawsuits, you know, minority owners suing, court cases involving Bruce Allen, John Gruden, potentially behind the scenes testimony, debt that couldn't be repaid, and all the strong arming in the world is what it took to pry that tyrant away from his team. It's not the owners are set up to be owners, and that's what the whole league is. It's a group of 32, give or take, with Green Bay being the exception, but basically 32 billionaires in a club. And that's what this is. It's all for their amusement, really, and to make a lot of money. It's not set up to remove them.
I think it'll be fun for the league to have them back. It reminds me of the member of the family that was cast off. You got into the relationship that everyone else didn't support, or you know, you went down the wrong path and they tried to help you and they couldn't, and eventually they just kind of wrote you off and said, they'll come back maybe. We'll see. And you're back. And you're at Thanksgiving again and you're hanging out again, and everyone's just kind of, you know, punching the arm going, hey, it's good to have you back, Danny. That's the vibe,
That's
right?
That's the feeling, yeah.
But between that comment and the Daniels jersey sales, it has brought back this idea that We're only probably an excellent football season away. We're a couple of really good football seasons away from it being a lot harder to get rid of this name. And I want to know if you're ready to make peace with that, Mr. Rouillet.
Mm.
If the Commanders are good, the name is going to stick. Now, I tweeted something to this effect a couple days ago at Grant H. Paulson, and most of the responses are angry people telling me how much they hate the name and how I'm dumb. And that's fine. But I'm not telling you you will like the name more because they're winning. That's what people are yelling at me as if I said. That's not what I said. You got to listen to me. I'm not suggesting if you don't like the name that the name will grow on you. Although that may eventually happen. That's certainly not my point. My point is, and I think this is actually just common sense, if the Commanders are really good and they win 11 games for the first time since 1991, if the Commanders get to the playoffs and win a game for the first time in 19 years and then come in the next year expected to be good and do another double-digit win thing where they get to the playoffs and maybe go on a run, it just gets more difficult to change the name. And I just want everyone to understand that. I'm not saying you shouldn't be rooting for that. I'm not saying we should be hoping they lose. That would be ridiculous. I'm just saying it's time to make peace with this fact that if they're good and they have a quarterback that everybody likes, check, and jerseys are flying off the shelves and Commanders merchandise is being purchased at a rate that it wasn't previously, and they become the cool team nationally, which we're already seeing, and they become the it team in town, which we're starting to see, the name is not going anywhere.
The great Thomas Sowell has a quote that I often reference. There are no solutions, only trade-offs. This is the trade-off. I hate the name. It reminds me of Dan Snyder. I can't say it because it reminds me of Snyder. The whole thing is just Snyder to me. He ruined everything, and this was his last echo of his time here. I can't stand it. I hate the name. I hate it so much. I try to never say it. It's sticking. This is the plan. I'm telling you all along, this is the plan. They're going to kick the can down the road because they'd rather not spend the millions of dollars on the rebrand and the re-this and the re-re-this and then this PR campaign and this unveiling and the next 2222.
Yeah, you could change the name again.
You can change it down the line.
But what if it doesn't?
If you don't have to do it, they're not going to do it. And the every Jaden Daniels current team name jersey that's sold is another reason not to change it again. It's going to stick, and this is how it's going to stick. Is they're good, and it's going, well, we got enough.
I think the premise is irrefutable,
mm-hmm.
frankly. I think this is common sense, right? The better the football team is, the more likely the name sticks. Can you make peace with that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.